This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Most of us never go anywhere now without a digital camera. Often it's embedded in our phone. But when is it right to snap and when's it not? Janelle Burley Hoffman is a Cape Cod mother of five and a regular contributor here who helps us with how to behave with tech.
Some friends of my son had taken pictures of each other at a sleepover when, you know, a friend just first woke up. And while they weren't, you know, crass or inappropriate in any specific way, it was still, it felt like this great invasion of privacy. And so my son and I had a dialogue about this. You know, what does it feel like that you never feel like there's a moment you won't be captured?
Professional photographers, if they're out taking photos, need to get releases before they stick it in a magazine. And the ability to put an image onto a social media page is, in a sense, publishing.
Especially teenagers, they might think it's just their circle of friends seeing it. But what we're really starting to see right now is how fast something can spread.
I don't know. My online profile, I have like, I searched far and wide for a photograph that made me look halfway decent.
Well, we all work pretty hard, right? Most of us take two or three chances before we get a good one that we like. And, you know, when we're talking about children, and we have this other rule, too, and it's like no parts of your body unless your face is there, you know?
That's a fascinating rule. Like no knees, no ankles if there's not a face attached.
I run a summer camp for teens. Sometimes if someone got a new bathing suit, they would post a picture of their new bathing suit, but their head was out of it. So it wasn't highlighting the person. It was highlighting the parts of the body. What message are you sending? What's your motivation? What do you want people to see? Because this is a representation of who you are.
Janelle Burley Hoffman in Cape Cod also runs parenting workshops. Janelle, thank you very much.
Thank you.